Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Pirates lost again last night, and so I'm not really sure what to do with it because there are only so many different ways to say this is a bad baseball team. So we kind of just vent at 412-928-9370 on the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. The Pirates are off tomorrow and would seem like a reasonable day to get rid of the manager and the GM. Just throwing that out there. A lot of people on Twitter have been speculating about it. There's no sources on this. Doesn't mean it's coming. Doesn't mean that these guys are going to get fired during the year. But again, 12-25, six losses in a row, .324 winning percentage in year six of the Shelton and Charrington era. And at some point, you got to throw the fans a bone. And it would make sense if they did that tomorrow before a homestand coming up against the Braves on Friday. 412-928-9370. People continue to pour into the text line saying that getting rid of these guys doesn't make a difference. I don't think it makes a difference in the here and now.
No.
I don't think it turns the team around like in the snap of your fingers. But you can win here with a good general manager and a good manager. We have seen it. For a three-year span, they were the second-best team wins and losses-wise in all of Major League Baseball. And we know how baseball in the postseason is a crapshoot. They played three wild card games. They won one of those wild card games. They had a guy on steroids for the Cubs who beat them in one of them. And they had one of the greatest runs that we've ever seen in the history of pitching by Madison Bumgarner in the other. If they played those teams in series, who knows what happens? And I'm not making excuses. That's just how baseball works. When you win that many games in 3 years, you've done a really good job as an organization. But teams like Cleveland and Milwaukee and Tampa, they have found a way, while not spending a lot of money, to win consistently. Even when you think about those Yankees, when they were dynastic at the end of the 90s and the early 2000s, Derek Jeter was their guy. Like, they had guys that were homegrown talents. Mariano Rivera. Like, yes, they spend money. Yes, they're the Yankees. That's the key to all this success. I look at what the Chicago Cubs are doing right now, and yeah, they've got bigger pocketbooks than the Pirates. Mm-hmm. But it's drafting, developing. The Pete Crow Armstrong, they made a trade for. He's a young guy that looks like he's going to be a star. I look at the Royals. They won the World Series a few years ago. Folks, you can do it if you're not spending a lot of money. You need the right GM. You need the right manager. Now, do you have faith that they're going to hire the right GM and right manager? They've just failed with these two guys. No doubt about it. But you get the right guys in place, you can win here.
Who's going to want to come here and win? Or who's going to come here and be the GM? Who's going to want to come here and be the manager and actually have something behind them that actually could say that they could win?
It's a great question. And my rebut to that would be, Ben Jerrington had won a World Series and he wanted to come here. He has not done a good job, but he won a World Series. He had proven himself in this industry, and he wanted to come here. There's only 30 jobs. I think you go out and you get an assistant GM from one of these small market teams that's had a lot of success, and I think you try to model it after them. Whoever's in Cleveland, whoever's in Tampa, they're number two, bring them here. And you're going to get rope. You're going to get time. They've won jack crap in 6 years, and they still have their jobs. There's something to be said about that.
That's true.
And I'm no Bob Nutting defender. Me saying you can win with him as the owner is not defending the guy. But he will give a general manager room to operate. Not the cash flow you'd like. I'm not arguing that. But Ben Cherington has spent a ton of money on a whim on facilities in South America and bizarre analytic positions. This is a fact. They spend a ton of money on stuff like that because Bob said, here's a check.
Do what you need to do with it.
Do what you need to do.
You're the baseball guy.
Exactly.
And I'm going to trust you that you put it in the right places.
And I think there's something to that. I think that's a selling point for prospective candidates. The guy who wound up being hired by the Brewers was a finalist for this job. And they won the division last year. And he could be the GM now. They made the wrong hire. I don't know that he would have won here. I tend to think he could have if you win in Milwaukee. And they spent a little bit more money than the Pirates. But if you look at where they have been payroll-wise, they're right there. I mean, they're neck and neck, just like the Reds. They're all in the same kind of bucket. You got to go find that guy. There's no guarantee that when they get rid of Ben Cherington, whether it's at the end of the year or when, that they'll hire the right guy. But I do think you can have a nice list of candidates here.
Mm-hmm.
I think. I hope. 412-928-9370.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I mean, everybody that is in an assistant role or a director role of like scouting and wants to be a GM is going to jump at a job like this.
Yeah, I would think.
You know, just because of the opportunity. But that doesn't mean that they're necessarily good for the job.
100%. But I would argue this, and this isn't a very nice thing to say, but you look at the record the last 6 years, this isn't emotion, this is fact. They haven't won enough.
Right.
And so would the next guy be worse? I mean, we've had people call into the station and say that they think Ben is the worst general manager in the history of Pittsburgh sports. Now, I haven't gone in the Wayback Machine. I'm not going to name every Pirates general manager, but the win-loss record has not been good.
I feel like that there's a little bit of sense of pressure, though, because of Skeens. I feel like you take this job, GM or manager, like the pressure is maybe you do have a big window to make things happen, but you don't have a Skeens window. Like you need to do it within the Skeens window, I should say, to get them to maximize the most out of him. That's a lot of pressure.
Definitely.
Like
it's also a gift. It's also
it's a gift and it's a curse.
If I were a prospective GM candidate, I would look at what the Pirates have in their farm and what they've got at the big league level in the starting pitching, and I would think, you know what, that's a much better starting point than what Ben Cherington was left with. Like, make no mistake, Ben Cherington had a tough job to come in and do. I mean, they were 69-93 in his first year, and they were in the year preceding him, his first year, and they had to tear things down to build it back up. They go 19-41, 61-101. Like, they were bad. At least you've got the bones of what could be a very good starting rotation.
Yeah.
If you're thinking Skeens, Jones, Keller, Chandler, sooner than later, Hunter Barco, that's a good starting rotation, and thus a good starting point for the next guy. Now, when it comes to the hitting side of things, you've got Reynolds, who hasn't played well this year. I think he'll be fine, but you've got Reynolds and you've got Cruz. That's it. So you got to do a lot of building there. But when I say, can you do worse? Charrington, 19-41, 61-101, 62-100, 76-86, 76-86, and this year you're 12-25. This isn't me getting all emotional. Those are facts. So, and I know you're not making this argument, but we have seen it on the text line and via Twitter. I mean, is the next guy even going to do a good job? Is the next guy going to be better than this? It's tough to be worse than six consecutive losing seasons. And now this year in what was supposed to be the year, I think, it's the worst season that they've had under this guy. At least they're on pace for that. So, I mean, you could hire me, and I'd probably do a worse job. But people who are qualified, it's tough to do worse than that six-year span.
Mm-hmm.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.